It's humbling. A lot of people know me that say I need to be humbled every once in a while. But it really truly is a nice award. I don't know why they chose me. I mean, I'd be lying if I told you I did know why. But I think it kind of makes me look back and all the things I've done over the years to help out. But when you're doing it, I just love Mexico so much that, and all the people, it's truly been a good place for me. And I just thank them and think Grant Tolliner might have had a little something to do with it.
The president of the Mexico Area Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Tolliner, of course. But, you know, other things have been happening here in 2020 for you. As you say, you love Mexico. You're very involved with the community. You had ran for school board and won that election. You've been on your first term here. I think you were sworn in back in April, if I'm not mistaken. And you've had a few meetings under your belt. What has it been like being on the school board during COVID, you know, stop, start with all of the COVID stuff going on? Is it everything you expected?
Well, I mean, there's a lot more to school board than I thought. I knew there would be a lot, but then they actually pushed the election back to June, and then after that I got in. But then, you know, with COVID, I think that's had the main focus of all of our attention, and it just kind of watching them navigate the administration, the superintendent and stuff, trying to make the right calls, do the right things, because, I mean, we're all... What a crazy world right now. But, you know, they used to have, when you're a new school board member, you have to have 18 and a half hours of training, and you can't do it in person. So I've been doing a lot of virtual and reading, and man, there's a lot to it. A lot of stuff that I hate saying this, that I wouldn't care about on a daily basis, but I need to know just to be as effective as possible. And it's been interesting so far to learn all the different policies and how the budget works. And it's for me, I always like to learn, and you're only as good as your knowledge. So.
Yeah, well, that's very true. You know, another thing is you ran again for Audrain County Coroner, elected to that position again. COVID-19, definitely a big issue here is increases in cases have been coming along, also increases in deaths, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. What is the capacity like in Audrain County, if you could speak to that as far as morgue capacity? Are we okay with that right now?
Yeah, we haven't had an issue yet. We have several refrigeration units that help us out. I mean, you're constantly trying to prepare for the future, but I always tell people that we could sit there, and if we had to make our garage into a morgue, you have other funeral homes say the same thing. I always tell them we can hold up to 51 bodies if we need to. But you never know. Being a smaller town, you don't know how much you'll be affected. And I know the last 2 months, for a while, you know, you're always hesitant, but the last 2 months has really opened my eyes, and it's gotten awful close to all of us here in Mexico. And I feel sorry for a lot of people. And at the end of the day, I mean, when you're in our business, a lot of people go, man, how can you be around so much sorrow? Well, we're not sitting there dwelling on that. We're constantly thinking, how do we solve problems and how do we help people? And that's part of our job there is, how are you going to manage if you need an extra large morgue, et cetera? But right now we're doing well, and we've got just having several locations and refrigeration units sure does help a lot.
Absolutely. And Keith Lauder, an employee over there too, right? New employee. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Keith Lauder this morning.
Oh, yeah. You know, I told him I had to come up here and talk to you a little bit, and he said, man, I kind of want to go back to coaching softball so I can talk to Matt now.
I can't imagine him saying that, but that's wonderful. You know, another big thing too for your family this year, you purchased a food business, the Pig Up and Go. A lot of people are probably familiar with the great barbecue over there in town. You know, your thought process there, because a lot of the food business has been affected with COVID too. I hate talking about COVID every time, but you know, that's a big thing too. But you took the leap in there. Talk a little bit about your new business there.
Right. It's for me, it's really exciting. I love trying new things. Everyone that knows me knows I'm gung-ho. But, of course, we bought it after COVID had been in full effect. And predominantly, the orders are takeout and stuff like that. But you still have a lot of people eating inside. They're spreading out, trying to do the right thing. We're going to slowly make some changes here in the next several months. And one thing I'd like to do is kind of build an outdoor pavilion, so because people would rather be outside and have it to where you have some cooling and heating systems that make it more comfortable, that people would want to. And just trying, I just want to make it such a unique place that people like to go to. It's off the beaten path, so we're changing some stuff up here in the future with social media and stuff like that, just so people know. But we want it to be where eventually that you don't even have to ask. Everyone knows where it's at, and they know they can stay there and hang out and enjoy time with their friends.
Very, very cool. What's the go-to dish for Todd Yeager over at Pick Up and Go?
Everything.
Everything.
If you've seen me, you know I don't turn down much.
Me either. Well, listen, I want to thank you for stopping by this morning. Anything else that you want to add? You know, 2020, pretty good year for you. Your thoughts on going into 2021?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. Probably my main thing is with my son plays basketball in high school, and you know, all these years I helped coach him in junior high and stuff, and now he's in high school and it's a senior year, and COVID reducing the crowd. You know, we all were fortunate to have big crowds and you play off that and stuff, but you kind of, and they got a great team this year, so you really want them to keep building upon that. And I really, at the end of the day, if I could choose anything, I would wish the success for that, for all the sports teams, and they get to experience what we all got to experience.
No doubt about it. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We're navigating pretty good so far. Football was good. Basketball is good so far.
If we could get the announcers to step up their game a little bit.
Well, you know, I'll work with my partner, Michael Murray. But no, I didn't mean that, boss. I didn't mean that. Well, no, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. Great 2020, and wish you the best of luck in the future.
All right. Thanks for having me, Matt.